Welcome back to Evolution of a Snake. I'm Zach.
And I am Madeline.
And today we are doing something straight out of the demented Evolution of a Snake canon. Some of our favorite episodes to make are the episodes where we get to do our very own form of meth math. So today we are going to be talking about Taylor Swift's hypothetical bachelorette party. So we have a couple of options for you. Madeline's going to tell you what Taylor should do in an ideal world, the best case scenario that she could do. And then I'm going to give you what she's likely to do, the real world reality of what she's actually going to do. And can we just say off the top, this is completely hypothetical. We're not parasocial.
It's made
and we
up.
Think that she's actually going to do any of this. This is just a fun way to have a kiki and, you know, just be a little funny, silly goose. We like to do that from time to time. And you should really go to evolutionofasnake.com and get tickets to the Snares Tour in Australia because it's coming so soon. We are literally, Madeline's going to be landing in Australia in a mere matter of days, you know, by the time you're hearing this. So you better get your ass up and get tickets because we want to see you in Melbourne, Brisbane, and Sydney. And you can see Chats and Reacts in Brisbane too. They're coming to the show. So you better get your tickets at evolutionofasnake.com.
I better see you there.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of there, Madeline, take us there. Where are we?
So, bachelorette party. What is it? Many people are asking. The first question we have to ask isn't what a bachelorette is. It's what does the bride want her bachelorette party to be? Something interesting that I remembered as I was sitting down with this is that traditionally, your maid of honor is supposed to plan your bachelorette party for you. Not everybody does it that way. And I have to tell you the truth, there's something in my bones that says that Taylor, maybe she would nominally say to her maid of honor, plan the bachelorette party, but it would actually be her doing it secretly. Because I don't think she could relinquish like that much control over this important of a party in her life to someone else. Not even like her mother, dude. I think she would have to be heavily involved with the planning. I've actually never been to like a real bachelorette party. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before. It's never come up. I didn't have one. I had like a COVID wedding. There were 15 people at my wedding. So why the hell would I be bacheloretting? I did go to my sister's. And that's a story for another day. That's a story for another day. But I was the maid of honor in my sister's wedding. I did not plan that way. I did not plan that bachelorette party, girls. I did not plan that bachelorette party. I'll tell you that for free. So some people
would
do
it have
and some
gone differently
don't.
If you had planned it?
Yes, 100%. 100% it would have. Mm-hmm. It would have been a different scenario. I'll tell you that for free. But nonetheless, so my goal with this was not just to plan the perfect bachelorette party that I would have, because like I was telling Zach before, my bachelorette party, like when I was going through Pinterest to pull images, I was like seeing all kinds of stuff and I was like, I want that so bad. But I couldn't put it on there because it's not Taylor's taste. It's not Taylor's taste. It's not Taylor's taste. The things that I walked away from, it was like I had a gun to my head. There are so many beautiful pictures on Pinterest of so many wonderful parties, and I had to throw them all away to keep with a theme that I thought that Taylor would have. So my goal was to think and imagine what Taylor would say to me if we were planning this together and kind of like how I would make the best version of her vision come to life. Because I think the reason that we came up with this episode, like what should she do and what will she do, is because we've seen some of her parties. And there's a certain element to these parties that I think some people would say tacky. Some people might say
some
that.
Some might say.
I didn't say that. But not I me. Was thinking, let me try to plan a party for Taylor that is her taste and that she would really like, but isn't like that. Does that make sense? You know what I'm talking about.
It makes perfect sense to me. It makes perfect sense to me.
So there's a few different ideas of like what a bachelorette party is. The first one is RIP to being single. I don't really think Taylor's interested in that kind of party. I hate those kinds of bachelor and bachelorette parties. No offense to anyone who rocks with them. But the attitude of like, oh, this is the last time you're going to see a pair of tits that's not your wife's, like that kind of bachelorette party, ugly. It's not romantic. It's not romantic to me. It's like the hangover style bachelor party, you know, like let's go out and see strippers and do cocaine and go crazy because you're going to get married and your life's going to end. Ugly. I don't like it. It's just not, it's not classy. It's also very, I feel like it's extremely American, no? Like that kind of a bachelor, bachelorette party. Are people doing this elsewhere?
That, you know what? In the UK, they call it a hen night. And I would say that it's less typically, I noticed that Americans really go balls to the wall. Like they'll make it a trip. And what I think is crazy is how everybody has to pay for themselves. I'm like, this is insane. If you're inviting people to go somewhere and like take time off of work, I think it's crazy that you have to pay for it. I think if you want to do a bachelorette party, you're already asking people to spend money on your wedding. Like you should be footing the bill, but it definitely seems more like a themed party event in America than elsewhere in the world. Although that's not completely out of the realm of possibility, right. But it seems like to me elsewhere, a bachelorette party is just getting fucked up one night.
Yep. And you know what? More power to everybody who's rocking on that kind of a thing. I don't think Taylor is doing that. Like, that's not the kind of party I think she's going to have. So another kind of bachelorette party you can have is actually like some couples don't like to do bachelor and bachelorettes, not even for a I don't trust you reason, like not even like that, but just because like more of an engagement party kind of a vibe, like a celebration of a couple. It's not necessarily a clear line in the sand drawn of like, this is a boys party where we get strippers.
Right.
And this is a girls party where we do this and we have penis shaped gummies and like all that kind of stuff. It's more about, hey, you're getting married. Let's celebrate that. And then last but not least, for bachelorette parties specifically, the humble GNI, girls night in, or girls night out, honestly, but like not as insane. That kind of party is more about getting together with your girlfriends, having fun, kind of like being uplifted by your female friends and like doing girls shit, but without the tackiness of like a stereotypical bachelorette where let's wear crowns and penis shaped jewelry and go troll the bars with a sash on that says bride. Not quite like that. So I personally think that Taylor would gravitate towards a party that gathers her closest friends around her, celebrates her friendships while also celebrating her upcoming union. It would be a party about being like excited for the future with the women who have supported her through all the times when that future seemed uncertain in the past.
And they suffered. So, they did a lot of work. They did a lot of work and they deserve to have a night to blow off some steam and say, we did it, girls. We got her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this is going to be, I'm not talking blowout. I'm talking close knit, the main core group. And we'll get into my invite list in a second, but we have to admit that a lot of the variables of a bachelorette party are kind of contingent upon what the wedding is. So it's contingent upon when it is, where it is, what the theme of the wedding is, all that stuff. And I have taken it upon myself to kind of make all that shit up in service of my vision for the bachelorette party. My truth that I think everyone's going to fucking hate, or at least most people are going to hate, because I think everyone is really, really obsessed with spring, summer weddings. But my truth is that Taylor should have a winter wedding in New York City. That's my take. People don't like it. They boo.
That makes total sense to me that you thought that for her.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no. Okay, that makes total sense to me that she would do that is a different statement from that makes total sense to me that you would want that for her.
I don't see her doing a winter wedding. I just don't see her doing it. She's Opalite. She's Lover. She's Cruel Summer. I see her doing a summer wedding.
And I boo. And I boo. It's overrated.
And maybe you know the truth and I don't. It's possible.
I boo. I think it's not a matter of I don't think it's the truth. Everybody loves a summer wedding. Like, it's just the most stereotypical thing to do. Everybody wants to do it. I did it, for fuck's sake. Heard of it. Heard of it. But, like, there's something about the winter wedding. You don't see a lot of them, and that's what kind of makes them so almost sexy to me, and especially in New York City. I'm not saying Christmas necessarily. Maybe a New Year's January kind of, or a February kind of a moment.
She loves the cold, and she loves to dress for the cold.
I'm kind of imagining snow, ice, lights, especially lights, comfort, joy, all that good stuff. So with that in mind, my specific vision for Taylor's bachelorette is a girls' night in at her New York City apartment. And the theme is going to be vintage, elegant romance. That's kind of what I landed on. Nothing tacky. It's going to be very like pinky up, but in a like fun, like kind of like girly kind of a way, if that makes any sense. When I think of all the interests that Taylor has and all the different styles she's tried on and all the different directions she could go, I think that her interest in the vintage and the classic and like the romantic is the most, is like the best way to go to have a beautiful theme while still upholding her personal taste. And I kind of was thinking of it like the Speak Now Nashville apartment if a little bit less whimsical, or a lot less whimsical. A lot less whimsical, I should say. Not as colorful, very like, again, pinky up in the air. Pinkies up, champagne poured, cheese and crackers out. Or should I call it a grazing board? That's what people call it when they have a lot of money. A grazing board.
Grazing boards afoot. Yeah, I could see you're doing like elaborate food decorations. Like,
yes. Especially a cake.
Apples. Especially if it's a grazing board.
Gorgeous cake. Yes. Mm-hmm. So vintage, winter, romantic elegance in New York City. So I picked out an invitation. Now here's the thing, and I want to be really clear about this. Picking your wedding colors is one of the worst things on the face of the planet. I would never put it on somebody else either. I cannot pick somebody else's wedding colors. Only you can choose your wedding colors. And I resist judgment. So I have not picked a wedding. I would not do that. But this invitation is green, not because I want it to be green, but because it just is. I chose it because of the rose petals inside and the wax stamp and the Polaroid picture. I was like, you know what? This is not going to be a text group chat invitation. She's going to send out real invitations for this shit. She should. I should say she should. Rose petals, gorgeous. Wax stamp, she would 100% do that. And a gorgeous handwritten, if not maybe like a calligrapher did, invitation to this one night only affair at her beautiful New York City apartment.
I'm seeing the vision. I'm seeing
absolutely
it.
Gorgeous.
It's making so who, 100% perfect sense to me.
Who would be receiving the invitation? I know this is the interesting part to everyone. Who is Taylor going to invite to her bachelorette party? Remember that mine is who should she invite? So I cut a very specific person out of here. Brittany Mahomes, you will not enter this apartment. You will not be at this party. Thank you. Don't bring
in the nightmare world. She's there.
Oh, she's there. And in the nightmare world and in reality, I think she will be there. But in my beautiful, gorgeous, perfect, never done anything wrong bachelorette party, Brittany, there's a picture of Brittany Mahomes that is handed to the bouncers with a big like cross out across her face. She will not enter.
Do not let her in. Do not let her in.
This girl is a fugly slut. Do not trust her. Okay, so the guest list. Now, Brittany Mahomes will not be entering, but let me tell you who definitely is going to be on the list. Remember, small, intimate gathering of the girls who have always been there for Taylor through all the relationships and all the fakery and all the jokers dressing up as queens. These are mm-hmm. the girls. Who do you think is my number one on this list? Miss Selena Gomez. She will be there.
Bells on.
With bells on. She will be there with bells on. There's nothing that could keep her from this event. It is the first person that Taylor thinks of when she thinks, who do I want to invite to my bachelorette party? Without any doubt in my mind. There's no question. Next up,
100%.
Blake Lively will be on the list for sure. I think that they've been friends for such a long time. I know there's a lot going on right now, but I kind of think that it's the bachelorette party. It's one of the most important weeks of Taylor's life. It's friendship. I think she would be there. Up next, maybe this is controversial, I put Lena Dunham. I think Lena Dunham.
Oh, she'll
be
there. They're still friends. She'll be there.
They're still friends, and they have a really legitimate friendship to me in that, like, it's not for the gram. It's not for the paparazzi. It's not for people to know or, like, to, you know, investigate their friendship. It's very, like, true and real, and she would definitely be at this bachelorette party. I think
Taylor went to her wedding.
Period. So I think for sure Lena Dunham would be there. Gigi Hadid, my queen, my diva. Maybe Bella too. I didn't put her on because I know they're not like close like Gigi, but if it's a girls' party, Bella might be invited.
Depends how big it is. That's the thing. It could be tiny. It could be only the intimates, or it could be plus ones of people that I like.
Period. Up next, I have the Haim sisters. Absolutely. Without any shadow of a doubt in my mind. And also Abigail. Of course.
I was about to say, forget. I was like, surely you're not going to forget Abigail.
I wouldn't forget.
She would have been first on my list. Even before Selena, I would have been like, Abigail is there.
Period. I also put Emma Stone here. I think this is similar to Lena. I think they are friends. Don't forget that she was credited on Florida on the Church of Poets department. So I think they're still close. They're just not. Emma's not a big, like, I'm out getting paparazzied, I'm out at my famous best friend's party. Like, but she's not doing that kind of stuff. She's very, like, private. She's a mother. She's a career woman. That's just kind of like her path. But I think she would be invited. Would she go is another question. I'd like to say yes, but.
Do you think Sabrina and Gracie will make the cut?
No. No.
I think this is for grown-ups. This is for grown-ups.
I also think that, like, if I may speak, I think that Taylor's relationship with Gracie and Sabrina is different than her ride or die longtime friendships. Gracie and Sabrina is a different kind of like, there's a different element to that friendship. Yes. And that's not to say that they don't hang out. They grab dinner, they grab lunch, they hang out, they key. But I don't think they would be on the very, very short list of her most intimate bachelorette party. And I think that's okay. They would definitely be on the list of more of a blowout, you know, big party, engagement party for sure. But I just don't really see them being at this kind of intimate gathering.
I agree with you.
I do have a few maybes. Sophie Turner, I'm really not sure. I thought maybe she would be
there.
It's been
a minute. Zoe Kravitz, it's been a minute. Maybe.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz is another one of my maybes. I put Ashley Avignon here. I'm never quite
sure
about her.
She's obsessed. She's a must. Taylor's obsessed. And her friend Claire?
Yes, maybe Claire. And then for a laugh, I put Lana as a maybe. You never know. Never say never.
Lana would RSVP yes and not come.
And many such cases. And many mm-hmm. such cases. And something that I really liked about this being at the New York City apartment is that there could potentially be some paparazzi pictures of everybody arriving, but that's all we get to see. The real party is a secret. Maybe we'll see it on Instagram later. Maybe we won't. It's not for us to know, but we'll definitely get to see in my vision. We'll definitely get to see the ladies going in. Mama like.
I mean, we'll probably get some dispatches from inside with the fuck ass filter.
Yeah, exactly. And let me tell you, when this wedding actually kicks off, it will be like I'm in the war room. I'm Hillary Clinton watching the screen, completely engaged in what's happening. I will not be mm-hmm. leaving my screen. I need to know what's going on during wedding week 100%. So that's my invite list. Now for my vibe, I wanted it to be really elegant. I didn't want it to be tacky at all. So I went candles, lace, greenery, pine greenery, though, not like spring, although a lot of the spring pictures were really beautiful and it made me want to change my mind. But I was like, you know what? Let's keep it. We're doing winter. We're doing pine greenery. And also books. I really loved all of the Pinterest ideas for the stacks of books I saw. And Taylor, whenever I see pictures of Taylor's like apartments, like in the background, there's always so many books and bookshelves. And I just think they make like great decorative pieces for like a party. If you know how to do it, if you decorate them just right, you'd surround them by candles. It's really beautiful and quite academic and very like, we're smart women. Maybe we are getting mm-hmm. married, but we still have our PhDs, ladies and gentlemen.
And our Polaroid cameras.
Exactly. But the thing is, you have to be kind of careful with this kind of a vibe I discovered as I was on Pinterest. It can go rustic real fast. And we are not doing rustic. That's not the move.
Yeah. We're not doing farmhouse.
No. And I hate, listen, girls, everybody is free to have their own wedding. My nightmare would be if I had a rustic wedding. I would kill myself. I have to be honest.
You have to pick an era that you're referencing. Like instead of just doing general and mixing a bunch of different kinds of retro stuff, I think you need to try and pick one.
Period. So my high elegance, classy, expensive. We're not doing bark and logs and pine cones. No pine cones. You're not doing pine cones. Not around me, girls. So it kind
Dark
of
woods.
Goes a little bit Art Deco, but it's more Baroque. Mm-hmm. I wanted to lean away from Art Deco because it gives Great Gatsby. And I know she loves that. And I know she would probably love it.
That
and
really
do it.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. I lean away. Yeah. I reject. So I brought in the Baroque to kind of like even it out. So it's like kind of Art Deco, but then it's like evened out with like the elegance.
Well,
and
then
the sophistication.
It's romantic too. That
yeah,
gives
then
it
it's
romance.
Romantic. It gives it a little bit of a Marie Antoinette moment.
Mm-hmm. I love
she
it.
She loves, I think she would really, I think if I can be so bold, I think she would like what I put together on my Pinterest board. It's
oh,
sort
I
of like
so
the
too.
New York vintage cool Art Deco meets elegant romantic Baroque. But it's not too much.
I swear she's had this party before.
She probably has. I love the mirrors that I put in. When I was looking for, there's going to be a photo booth at the party, obviously. When I was looking for a good backdrop, I found that one that has all the Baroque kind of mirrors on the background. I hated the execution because it's like a folding, but I couldn't find anything better. I would do it better. If it was my party, I would fix it. But like the mirrors on the background, I just think it was so chic. And I think she would love that. She loves a freaky mirror. Absolutely gorgeous.
She does. And she loves an antique.
She does. So my party, I think I see it being an overnight affair. Can the New York City apartment...
Is it a sleepover?
It's a sleepover. So can the New York City apartment accommodate the number of people who would be there? I don't know. But it's my fantasy. So you have to walk with me. I don't want people sleeping bagging it. These are grown women. So I don't think they'd be bagging it on the floor. But in my vision, there's a room for everyone.
Remember she said she has nightgowns for everybody that comes to visit and stay. And they just wear them and walk around. There you go.
There you go. So... everyone's bringing their own overnight bag, but of course, Taylor will be providing a lot of the necessities in the spare bedrooms, cute little commemorative stuff. I was imagining like hand towels that are monogrammed with the date, robes that have the date on them, like kind of tacky, but I think it's kind of cute.
TNT.
And I would like stuff like that. If I was going to somebody's bachelorette and they gave me like a care package that was like, oh, you know, Taylor's bachelorette, you know, 11/6/2026, I'd be like, I love it. I think it's really
cool. Sell it on eBay, babe.
Sell it. Zoe Kravitz logging in to sell her TNT monogrammed bathrobe.
Use napkin.
Yeah.
With TNT on it.
So, I kind of see the party being moderately structured, but not like overly controlled. I think that there's a fancy dress portion of the night and then a pajamas part of the night. I think everybody shows up and then like everybody gets ready in these like ridiculous over the top, like party outfits together, music blasting, champagne, hors d'oeuvres, a grazing board, heard of it. We're classing it up. Again, there will for sure be a photo booth. And I think that dinner, I don't think there's going to be a sit down, really elegant dinner. I think that that's just not necessary for a bachelorette party. I think it's going to be little snacky foods, little finger foods,
picky bits
like that. Picky bits. And then the PJs come on. And when the PJs come on,
that's when the party starts.
That's when the party starts. Now, in my mind, it should be bring your own cutest pajamas. That's my take. Matchy-matchy pajamas is where you start to lose me. But does anybody remember the 4th of July onesies? I know her, but not at my party.
not at your party. No, not in the ideal world.
Mm-mm. I just think there's something, and I know people are listening who are like, I love a matching PJ party. I get you. I'm hearing you. You're valid. But not at my elegant bachelorette party. Can I speak?
That's heterosexual hell to me. Matching pajamas.
It's too much. And it's like,
let me tell you that happens at the Brittany Mahomes party.
If I was showing up to a good friend's bachelorette and they got me a set of pajamas that was matching, graciously, I would wear them and say, these are amazing. Thank you so much. It's thoughtful. It's cute. But in my head, I'd be saying, I feel like I'm in Stepford.
Come to my 30th birthday party.
Here you go. Here you go. Here's your beautiful outfit. It's the wrong size.
Your satin pajamas that you wanted.
Total. And this is like many girls are listening who are like totally relate. Fat girl nightmare. I bought clothes for you. No! It's literally my hell. If it doesn't fit, it's humiliating. But then it's like you see they bought a size that's way too big and it's like, oh, okay.
Thanks.
It's like,
you're like, that's how you see me.
Either know my size or don't do it. That's my word to the wise. Nonetheless, no matching pajamas at my party, but there will be games. And I have to tell you, most bachelorette games are terrible, but I know her. She loves shit like this. So I was like, what can we do to keep the class, to keep the eleganza, but to let her do her dumbass shit? Karaoke. That's what she wants.
I was going to say, that's what she wants. Let her have it.
Also, I thought baking cookies, girls' night in, you have to bake cookies.
Mentioned.
I was trying to think like, what kind of cookies would they make, blah, blah, blah. And you know what I came down with? Chocolate chip. Chocolate fucking chip.
Easy. Don't get fussy when it's a group activity.
There's just nothing that hits different than a chocolate chip cookie. And it's so much fun to bake together. I mean, when I say bake together, obviously there's like two people who are actually doing it and everybody else is in there fucking off and having champagne. Mm-hmm. But it's the thought that counts. So karaoke baking cookies, I am clinically averse to the sip and paint. That's white lady behavior. And I know she is one and I know I am one too, but there is a line. And sip and paint, I draw the line. I'm sorry to the girls.
Happens at the Brittany Mahomes party. It does. That's your criteria of is this elegant? Is would Brittany Mahomes do it? And if the answer is yes, it's not elegant. There you go.
And it's no offense. It's no offense to the girl, but I do kind of think she has
I'm giving offense.
I'm averse I'm to it. To her. I'm averse to it. So baking cookies and karaoke, that's where I'd like to leave it. Let's make something together, like a bracelet or like a painted object. I don't love it. I know she wants to do it, but that's none of my business. I would say it would be like Michael Jackson slowly lowering the rifle in that one video. Like, no, we're not. We're not doing that.
No.
So fine. No. Karaoke and baking cookies. And then I do think that movies would be watched at a pajama party. If you're not watching a movie, what are we talking about? It's a winter party. And I know she loves this movie. So I think Love Actually would potentially be on available for viewing. People love that movie. She loves that movie. It's perfect for the
season. She loves rom-coms, a Nora Ephron movie perhaps.
I would recommend My Best Friend's Wedding and 2 Weeks Notice. Those are like two of my favorite rom-coms ever.
I love My Best Friend's Wedding.
It's so good. Julia Roberts, hi. And then
she's everything.
She is. Sandra Bullock and 2 Weeks Notice also. It's just like too delicious. I hate Hugh Grant. So it's funny. I like that movie so much. But I
could see 27 Dresses being on. I really could see that.
Oh, for sure. I watched that movie for the first time like a few years ago and I was like, I kind of like it a little bit.
It's good.
It's good. I don't know. It's good. So fun movies, and it's not like everybody goes to bed when they want. You know, I could see some people staying up late into the night talking, drinking champagne. Some girls going to bed early. Some girls staying on the movies, you know, doing whatever. And then the next morning, it's very laid back. Pastries and coffee from a local place and mimosas. And then everybody packs their bag and says, see you at the wedding in 2 days. And we all move along.
I think it sounds
absolutely gorgeous. It's simple. It's elegant. It's girls being girls. It's let's spend time together before you get married. We're celebrating you. It's not a raging blowout. It's definitely not let's get blackout drunk and forget what happened and put dollars in a stripper's G-string. Nothing wrong with that. If you're rocking with that, I'm rocking with you. But I think for Taylor, it's more about a celebration of her and her friends who have supported her up to this point. It's also a celebration of her wedding, of course, but like I see her bachelorette being about the girls. So that's my what her party should be.
I like that. I love it. I have to say my version of a nightmare is being at a party and watching a movie. It's for the ADHD brain that is like so demented.
Period.
Because I'm if we're watching a movie, everyone has to be quiet. Everybody needs to stop talking if we're watching a movie.
Period. I understand. I totally understand. When I've in the past watched movies with big groups, if I've seen the movie before, I'm okay. If it's a new movie, I kind of can't do that. Like I couldn't watch a new movie I've been wanting to see.
Well, I just can't half pay attention. Like I'm going to get annoyed. Either I'm watching or I don't want to watch and I'm irritated that everyone else is watching this earnestly when I don't want to watch it.
You're valid. You're 100% valid. I get you.
Thank you. The neurodivergent people are saying, yeah. No movies at parties. Okay, so here's how I did it. I was supposed to do what will actually happen. And of course, I ended up trolling a little bit.
Well, you have to.
Take this with a grain of salt. So I would say there's been two. I'm going to send you the Pinterest board now. I would say there's been two divergent interests and taste influences on Taylor in her life.
Zach,
the first one.
Same penis forever. No. No.
I literally wept. I looked at Brittany Mahomes' triangle bikini wedding gown and I said, what WWBMD? What would Brittany Mahomes do? So she has two dominant aesthetic influences in her life. I would say the first is the elevated taste of the Haim sisters. They got their claws into her pretty early. And a lot of her obsession with vintage nightgowns and eleganza, et cetera, you know, followed that friendship. The other influence that has been dominating her life as of late is the Brittany Mahomes influence. And you can't say that she hasn't had an aesthetic influence on Taylor, because when did she start dressing like a logomania idiot when she met Brittany Mahomes? Chanel bucket hat. So that that is kind of my reference point for what's going on here. So as you can see on my Pinterest board, I think that if Brittany Mahomes were to plan this, it would be in Nashville, first of all. It would be a night out at the bars on Broadway. And we have boots, booze, and besties. It's a cowboy-themed bachelorette party.
This is my nightmare.
There's a station called Drop Your Panties Here. There are little
drop
shots.
Drop your panties here. Why?
Little shots that say
why, drunk in love.
There's a batch book stylized like the Burn Book from the Mean Girls movie where everyone writes a message to Taylor. There are sashes handed out. Bad Influence, Hot Mama, Maid of Dishonor, Designated Drunk, Dancing Diva, and Shock Queen.
Now, let me ask you a question. You're at a bachelorette party. Which sash are you taking? You have to.
I'm
going to
take Dancing
choice.
Diva. I'm taking Dancing Diva.
I am going to take Maid of Dishonor.
Yeah. I'd batch that ass up. I mean, I just see Brittany doing like the most heinous Instagram coded things. And you know what? There is a part of Taylor that really wants this. I know that. I know there's a part of her that is really tempted by the Brittany Mahomes like sorority thing. I know she's drawn to it because it's something that's so foreign to her and it's really normal. And I think that Taylor is drawn to things that make her feel normal. You could say this is normal. To some people, this is very normal.
Looking at the glasses or the cups or the shot glasses, I don't know what they are, that have the dog that say mom is getting married.
Oh, my idea was Meredith.
With the cats?
Meredith.
With the cats,
right?
That is going to be there 100%.
So that's the other thing. Cats will be involved somehow in this. The cats will be involved. So as you can see, there's a lot of like puns, if we're going to put it politely. I think she's going to have a rhinestone sash that says bride. Wifey for lifey seems like something. Or you know what? In my WAG era, Brittany Mahomes would definitely put that on a sash. And Taylor would wear it proudly. Don't lie and say that she wouldn't. She would wear that with pleasure.
She would think happily. It was really... She would cackle and wear it so seriously. Like, I can't. Looking at this is honestly making me feel like I'm sick to my stomach. Because it's just so real. It's so real. Wife of the party. On a jean jacket. I can't even look at this.
The
it's
theme
foul.
Of this is Taylor's last rodeo. That is the theme of the Brittany Mahomes.
Enough. Enough.
So Brittany Mahomes is the maid of honor here. And I guess like my dream scenario would be seeing someone like Gigi Hadid have to participate and engage in this behavior. Like have to accept the shots and wear the sash. It's just funny to me who could be subjected to this nonsense because it's a lot of people. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people. And Gigi Hadid is high fashion and you're going to put her in a designated drunk sash?
The only person that I think could engage in this with sincerity would be Abigail. I think Abigail has been to many a bridal bachelorette party just like this one. So there will be matching pajamas. That's actually the first thing. You arrive at the function. It's a big house in Nashville, a farmhouse. With triangle windows, and you get a welcome. They call, you know, boo baskets. It's called the bride basket, and you get liquid IV. You get a little mini bottle of Tito's that says "Drunk in Love" on it. You get a candle that says "Smells like future Mrs. Kelsey," and temporary tattoos of the Chiefs.
And I'd be like, every single object in this basket will be in my waste basket when I get home the next morning. Mm-hmm. No.
So then for dinner, they go out to a steakhouse and they all get steak and potatoes.
Stop. And what you're doing is disgusting me. And it's like, it's obviously going out to dinner is totally normal, but it's the situation, girls. It's they got the sashes on. You know they're wearing those to dinner.
Taylor's in white. She's got her white cowboy hat, her white cowboy boots in my WAG era. And then I think that Brittany would make every other bridesmaid be in a Taylor era themed outfit. Like there would be Gigi Hadid in Lover, for example. There would be
that's a torture
Gomez
ritual, and she's wrong
Fearless.
For that.
Yep.
She knew she was wrong.
She's just wrong. Period. She's wrong. Brittany Mahomes is wrong. So then they do a Broadway bar crawl. I don't know how that would work, but they would end up at the Morgan Wallen bar and he would throw a chair out the window and the night would be over and there would be terrible paparazzi situation. Taylor goes on drunk rampage around Nashville with Brittany Mahomes as her ringleader.
And you know what?
Taylor doing I a would shot like to see it. With Morgan yes. Wallen, Brittany yes. Mahomes, and Ivanka Trump. That's what it would be.
Ivanka Trump happened to be there. It's not unlikely.
Against Taylor's will, not as an invited guest.
Yeah. She happened to be at Morgan Wallen's karaoke bar in downtown Nashville.
Tree Payne would be having a mental breakdown about this, by the way. And then the next day, it's you have to get up at 8 a.m. and you have to have full glam. There's a hair and makeup artist. You're in full glam at 8 a.m. and you go to the spa and there are a bunch of inflatables in the pool and you all have to get on an inflatable in your full glam and take Instagram pictures. There's no time for a pedicure. There's no time for a massage. You're in the spa, but you're there to take pictures. And then you make TikToks.
You know whose bachelorette party you are truly describing? Kyle Richards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle Richards would love
a house. This is a housewife.
Kemosabe.
I think that Brittany Mahomes' ultimate goal, or at least one of them, is to become a housewife.
It should be.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm speechless.
So that's my first option of what will happen. Obviously, it's an exaggerated version, but it's elements of this are not off the table. We have to honest.
They're not, and that's the truth. The cat shot glasses that say "Mommy's getting married." That's happening. So get ready.
100%. And in my WAG era, I'm telling you, it's not out of the realm of possibilities. She wants to be a WAG. She is a WAG.
She is a WAG, and that's the gag.
Okay, so up next is the Haim version of a Taylor Swift bachelorette party. And this is where we are so back. So to me, this takes place if she could have the privacy at the Rhode Island house.
Period.
And the whole thing is I'm doing a tea party as a Victorian vintage girl with my best friends. Like, it's her Ethel Kennedy era vintage bridal tea. Maybe it's a little 50s rather than Victorians. Mm. There is definitely a dress code. All guests, long white cotton gown. There might be one there that you choose to pick on, but you will have your white cotton gown and you'll have a little parasol and you'll have some lace gloves. And the whole point is to just be Victorian ladies. And I think the itinerary is pretty geriatric, but that is in line with girls' events that Taylor has had in the past. So first of all, it's tea time. We have high tea, of course. What else are we going
to
do?
I'd love to
but
be
it's
there.
It's like Picnic at Hanging Rock is my main visual for this. Like, they are gorgeous girls lounging about in, you know, the rolling hills. The sea is over there. They're looking at it. So they have tea and they have cucumber sandwiches. They've got scones.
Yum.
And you can have
I'm
tea
living for
or
this.
You can have a little gin and tonic in your tea
What
cup.
If you have both?
You can have whatever you want. Whatever you want.
You know, then we went to high tea in London. We went to a really fancy place and we tried to order a bottle of champagne. I didn't think it was that crazy. The maitre d' had to come out and politely explain to us that we're not going to sell you a bottle of champagne for high tea. It was very like, you goddamn drunkard Americans. No, you cannot have an entire
have
bottle
champagne
of champagne.
At high tea.
He wouldn't let us have it. He thought it was absurd. We were like,
I hope you give him a one-star review. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. All the high teas I know, you get a glass of champagne. No. Did you get a glass?
A whole bottle is what we wanted. He gave us glasses. We weren't allowed to get the whole bottle. That was too insane, I guess. Well, excuse me. I wanted to get a little drunk at high tea. That's
so
wrong.
Those damn Brits.
I like to have champagne and tea at my high teas. I think it's very elegant.
Well, yes. And at this one, there's a liquor too.
Yeah, a little tipsy. I don't see an issue.
That's the point of high tea. It's not boring tea. It's high tea.
Right.
Let's exactly. get crazy. So then it's watercolor time. Yeah, it's pick something that you see around you and let's watercolor it together. And they're drinking. They're doing their watercolors. We know that Taylor loves to do this. Then it's go inside. Time's getting a little chilly outside. So we're going in. We've had a gorgeous late afternoon in all of our outfits. Then we get into like our nightgowns. So before we were in our Victorian, you know, Lady Day clothes. Now we're getting into our nightgowns and it's letter writing time. Yeah, there's a station. You can use a typewriter.
Period.
Or you can use a quill with ink. You can use a fountain pen. Everybody has beautiful custom leather journals that are take homes with their monograms on them. Very beautiful. There's wax seals. And the idea is that you write a letter to the bride that she can read the night before her wedding from all her closest friends.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
I think Taylor would love that. And following that is everybody go around in a circle, say your favorite thing about Taylor. Your favorite thing she ever did.
This is an introvert's nightmare. I'd be like, I'm going to the bathroom.
This is Taylor's best case scenario. It's how do I make this about me times 10?
Well, how do I make this?
It's her bachelorette
party.
It's already
about me times 1,000.
How can I make it worse?
Let's all go around the table and say anything. I'm like, I gotta get out of here. And I will look for
then
the
I
exit
think
as possible.
As a fun game, someone has created a custom Guess Who board with all of her exes and people that she's been on dates
cute.
With. And she sits on one side and everybody else is on the other side and she has to guess who obviously they're talking about. And they do that for a couple of rounds and it's fun. It's fun.
That sounds really fun.
Having a good
fun.
Time. Yeah. It's gorgeous. Then it's dinner time. And you know what? It's like dinner on TV trays in the living room while we're having a great time. And it's gorgeous, standard modern American fare. That's what I'm imagining for dinner. Nothing crazy, nice. We have a little more champagne. We have a few cocktails, cocktail hour. Maybe there's a little bit of dancing, really relaxed. And then everybody goes to sleep and they go home the next day.
I think it sounds absolutely wonderful. Absolutely, Gorgina. In my opinion, a bachelorette party needs to be an overnight affair. There needs to be a location where it's safe. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to be drunk driving. Nobody's going to get in a bad situation.
No.
We need to be safe, and there needs to be a bed and a monogram pajama set. That's just my take.
That's what they want. See, now Madeline says there needs to be a monogram pajama set, but she says don't get me matching pajamas.
Don't do it. Don't do it to your
two
fat
wolves
friends.
Exist
I'm
inside
you.
Of her.
Don't do it to unless you know for certain what your fat friend size is. Don't do it. It's just you're asking for trouble. I'm just
you heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
And in terms of like guest list, the second one to me is a lot more intimate. So we've got Abigail, we've got Selena Gomez, we've got Gigi, Ashley, Claire, Lena, mostly the offline friends, to be honest. And no men allowed. Taylor's not going to do a mixed gender bachelorette party. No, 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 no. This is for the girls, the girls only.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Especially one like this, like we're having high tea and like doing this kind of shit. That just doesn't make sense to me. It's like some guy is there. You know what? Let's open this case up. Do you know that every single time I've been invited to an event where people are like, no boyfriends, no husbands, I show up, at least one person has brought their boyfriend or husband every time.
What's so hard
every
about that?
Every time.
What's so hard about sometimes husband and boyfriend is not appropriate to come to the function.
No, it just doesn't make sense. And it's like, I don't understand like why, especially if it's like, oh, your closest friends. I would understand sometimes if it's like, I don't know these people and I'm uncomfortable and I want a security blanket. Like that, I guess, kind of makes sense. But even then, if I'm asked not to, then I don't. Like I would never
especially
occur to me to disobey the
group.
Rule. Right. It's
yeah,
just like not
like it's not. And if, it's not because they don't like your husband or your boyfriend.
Right, right,
it's
right.
just that they're not invited. It's just
it
not the vibe for them.
It pisses me off so bad when I walk in and there's a man there. I'm like, okay, so if we're just fucking
well,
inviting anybody,
yeah.
Where's Chuck E. Cheese at this point? Like if it's a free-for-all, I'm telling you every single time. And it's like, so it's enforced on Madeline and it's enforced on somebody who's going to mind his own fucking business. But this guy, and it's always the annoying one too. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who's
and it's
really
a small
loud.
Group. And the reason why husbands and Don't boyfriends aren't there is because it's a small, intimate group. It reminds me of that scene from Real Housewives of New York where they're all having dinner, a dinner party at Jill's party, and Alex brings Simon, and Ramona flips out. She's like,
she's right.
I'm uncomfortable that he's here. Get out of here. He
she's
shouldn't
right.
be here.
Me.
She was like, I thought this was a girl's dinner. And everybody's like, whoa, Ramona, calm down. I mean, he's
she's
here
right.
now. And she's like aggressively rude to him the entire night. And she's correct.
And she's right. No, I hate that. I've been invited to girls' brunches. I show up. There's men there. Nobody told me that. Get on the boat. There's a man there. Why would a man be there? I mean, you know, it's like, what is
why
going
would a man be there? It's a great question.
I follow the rules. Like, listen, I love taking Mason around, but if somebody says girls only, I personally follow the rule. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know about you.
But also, every normal person that likes their friends should want to hang out with them without their partner having to be there.
Period.
Especially, don't you need a break from your person sometimes to keep the romance alive? Don't you just get away for a minute?
That you want to say to somebody who's not him, who somebody who's going to get it in a way that he can't, or you want to say something about him to somebody else, not even in a fuck him way, but in a he's doing this specific thing, and maybe it's driving you crazy, and you want to tell somebody. You can't tell him.
No, you can't
tell somebody.
Or you want to shoot the shit with the girls and the gays, and you know that he's not going to get it, and he might judge you later. Like, there are a million reasons why men should not come to the bachelorette party. But I think that Taylor knows that, and I think that she, unless she was doing one of those things where Travis crashes her bachelorette party with his stag party, which I could totally see, there will be no men at her.
Yeah. I think that kind of thing, like, that's fun if it's planned. You know what I mean? Like, oh, and it's going to turn into a really big party at the end of the night. Everybody's there, engagement party style. Like, that's
fine. I could see Taylor doing that.
Yeah, I could definitely see Taylor doing that, and it's no problemo. But, man, some of these girls out here. I once saw a video that was, like, a real video about, like, a friend group trying to tell their one friend who always brings her boyfriend not to bring her boyfriend. And it's like this ongoing text thread, like, well, I just don't really want to leave him home alone. And like all those other things.
Okay,
like,
so you
like
don't the, come.
The Exactly.
That's is it the really solution. That? You don't come. Get it. Stay home. If it's that Period. Important to you, stay home with him by Do yourself and enjoy.
Do not come. So that was also a long Coke rant.
Long Coke rant. But I feel like also at the end of this, I forgot to say, I can see them doing that PowerPoint game where everybody presents a PowerPoint on something. And I think it would be so funny if they presented something about like their favorite moment with Taylor, or like a moment when Taylor really made them laugh, or like a time when they had to talk Taylor off a ledge about a guy, like something like Abigail would do a really funny PowerPoint, I'm sure, about like high school. Gigi Hadid would do something really funny about Joe Jonas. Like, you can see the
and
layers.
I would pay
$1 million
to view that tape.
Or if they each did a PowerPoint on victims of Tay Voodoo, that would be hilarious.
I need to be in the walls. I need to be the mouse in the wall listening to every word. I'm not kidding. I would give anything to know what happened at the party. Mm-hmm. This is another thing.
And we'll never
know. I need to be at the party. If I'm not at the party, yeah. What are we doing?
I'll wait tables. I'll
clear the glasses. I'll clear the glasses, girls. You just let me, you know, keep
Mama,
my ears
clear. I'll do anything. You tell me and I'll be there.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Well,
I think we
thank
planned
you for tuning into the nonsense hour.
We planned
hour.
Two beautiful bachelorette parties and one nightmare that I wouldn't touch with a 100-foot pole. If I got invited to a bachelorette party like that, I'd say thank you, but no thank you. I will not be attending. That is a place where I'd say I feel like I need my security blanket. I can't go to this thing on my own. There's no way. There's no way.
And bachelorette parties should not place a burden on the invited guests.
I love this really strong opinion that you have on this. This like really niche thing. I've never been invited to like a wedding, like a richer person's wedding where it's like, come to the Chateau Marmont and pay for your own bridesmaid dress that's $500 or not even like $1,000. Get your room for $3,000 a night and, you know, move, you know, you have to come all the way across the country and I'm expecting you to do it. I've never been invited to a party like that. Maybe someday, you know, when I move to LA and I make all my, you know, millionaire friends. That will happen to me, but I've never encountered this. At my wedding, again, I didn't even have a bachelorette. And that, as I was doing this, I was like, I'm massively depressed.
Unfortunately, as you know, I've been put in this situation multiple times where I've had to-
Your friends are getting married.
Fly across the world to go to a wedding. And let's just say it doesn't always go the way that it should.
Yeah, your friends are getting, my friends like aren't getting married.
I need my friends to stop getting married is what I'm telling you. They need to stop. Enough. I've had enough. It's gotten to the point now where I'm going to have a big trip to get revenge on all of them and to force them to come and make a similar effort with me because I've had to do all of these things for them, which is a beautiful way to view friendship. Transactional,
of course. You have to come to my crazy, insane birthday party. Otherwise, what's this been all been about? Why did I come to your wedding if you're not going to come to my insane birthday party? What's the point?
And if you don't come, we're not friends anymore. Great. Glad we cleared that up.
Do not come.
Do not come.
Period.
Well, thank you for tuning in to the Coke Rant.